Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tilaknagar Industries Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Himanshu Nayyar from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Neha, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to Tilaknagar Industries con call. We have had a very strong year in FY24 with good execution on all stated objectives. I would like to welcome Mr. Amit Dhanorkar, the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Amey Deshpande, President, and Mr. Abhinav Gupta, Chief Financial Officer of the company on the call. At this stage, I would like to hand over to Mr. Dhanorkar for his opening remarks, and then we'll follow up with a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Q4 and FY24 results earnings conference call. It gives me immense pleasure to share that Tilaknagar Industries, for the second year running, is the fastest-growing IMFL company of scale, growing 16% in volume terms in FY24. This growth has been driven by our flagship brands, Mansion House Brandy and Courier Napoleon Brandy, which continue to grow faster than overall IMFL and brandy industry. While MHB continues to be the largest-selling brandy in India, the CNB family of brands has grown by 50% over last year. Mansion House Reserve, our premium brandy brand sold only in Tamil Nadu, registered a more than 2x growth in volumes in FY24, gaining market share in the relevant price point segment in the state by more than 300 basis points. I'm also happy to share that now we have become the fourth-largest IMFL player and third-largest P&A player in our strategic state of Telangana, partly aided by our marketing efforts in the state, which saw visibility of 30% across customer touchpoints in the state in one year. In addition, we are the largest player in Puducherry, enjoying more than a 25% share of market, having seen market share growth of more than 500 basis points in one year. We have also seen nearly 100 basis points expansion in market share in our top five states of Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Puducherry, and Kerala. These states contribute more than 80% of our volumes and 40% of total India IMFL volumes. On the cost side, FY24 has been a very volatile year, especially when it comes to ENA prices, which increased from around rupees 67 per liter in Q1 to rupees 72 per liter in Q4. While glass prices increased in H1 FY24, we saw some softening coming in the latter part of the year. This softening was also seen in other packing material costs. Despite all this volatility, we were able to not only protect but expand our margins through a combination of our premiumization drive, price increases received in key states, cost optimizations, and operating leverage. Our industry-beating growth and increase in profitability has enabled us to repay more than rupees 130 crores of gross debt in FY24, bringing our net debt down to rupees 74 crores. This sharp reduction in debt has further reduced our finance cost significantly from rupees 40 crores in FY23 to rupees 27 crores in FY24. As guided earlier as well, we are targeting to become net debt-free over the course of FY25. In addition, we have received a reduction in interest rate on our Kotak loan from 13% to 9.95%, effective mid-Q1 FY25. I am also happy to share that the board of directors of the company has declared a dividend of rupees 0.5 per share for FY25. This is on the back of dividend declared in FY22 and FY23 of rupees 0.1 and rupees 0.25 per share, respectively. On the brand building and marketing front, FY24 was a year of taking small yet significant steps in giving brandy the share of voice commensurate to its share of market. We launched two large marketing campaigns, the first being our largest digital initiative in the form of a warm welcome, Mantinos Brandy's brand proposition. This initiative was coupled with viral influencer marketing campaigns, which garnered great engagement, organically as well as inorganically. Our second large sale campaign was the Flandy song, Flandy's brand anthem, which went in sync with Welcome the Now, Mantinos Flandy's brand proposition, giving Brandy a more aspirational, fun, inclusive and versatile positioning. FY24 was a year of recognition as well. TI won Company of the Year Award at the coveted Spirits Conclave and Achievers Award held in December 2023. Before I hand over to my colleagues, I would like to reinforce that we truly believe that our focus on providing innovative, premium and trusted brandy brands will continue to drive market share gains within brandy as well as overall IMFL industry. Our innovation pipeline within and outside brandy is strong, and we look forward to continuing our growth and profitability momentum in the years to come. I now hand over the call to our President of Strategy and Corporate Development for a detailed financial review. Over to you, Ameya.
Thank you, boss. Welcome all to the call. Our volumes for Q4 FY24 grew by 0.4% YOY on account of a high base of Q4 FY23 due to growth investment undertaken on back of equity funds raised in December 22. However, when we look at it from a full year perspective, we have grown 16% YOY in FY24 versus an industry growth of 2-3%. Our NSR per case stood at ₹1282 for FY24 versus ₹1197 a year back. This increase in NSR is on account of premiumization, price increases and favorable state and brand mix. Our consolidated net revenue for Q4 FY24 grew by 0.4% YOY. However, if we exclude revenue from distillery operations, our net revenue in Q4 grew in mid-single digits. Our net revenue for FY24 grew by 20% YOY. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹48.2 crores, a growth of 11% YOY. For the full year, the same was ₹185.4 crores, registering a strong growth of 35%. We saw significant margin expansion of 128 basis points and 152 basis points for Q4 and FY24 respectively. Our EBITDA margin for FY24 was at 13.3%, and as Mr. Dhanukar mentioned earlier, despite the inflationary pressures seen in raw materials and packing materials, we were able to expand the margins through a combination of our premiumization drive, price increases received in key states, cost optimizations and operating leverage. The significant growth in volumes and profitability and the fall in finance costs has led to a 95% growth in PAT excluding exceptional items from ₹72 crores in FY23 to ₹141 crores in FY24. The same for Q4 FY24 grew 21% from ₹33 crores last year to ₹40 crores in this quarter. To summarize, we have seen good growth in the year gone by and have also increased our market share, not only in brandy, but overall IMFL. With a strong innovation pipeline and a slew of launches over the next couple of years, we expect this trend to continue. And with a specific focus on premiumization, we expect cash flows to improve further, enabling us to make more marketing investments to build our core brands as well as new ones. With that, I would now like to open the call for Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Avnish Roy from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. My first question is on the key raw materials in FY25. How do you see the outlook in terms of the key raw materials and the glass? Do you see significant movement based on current understanding?
Yeah, so Avnish, thanks for the question. I think I'll start with glass for the moment. Glass has obviously seen some softening in the second half of the year gone by, and we are seeing some level of softening coming in this year as well. So we do expect a bit of price reduction on or cost reduction on the glass side. ENA, on the other hand, has been volatile, right? Q4 was at the same levels as Q3 for FY24. Very difficult to say how that trajectory will go, but we are hopeful that in the second half of the year, we should see some correction in ENA prices as well.
Okay. And second, in terms of the impact in Q1 due to the elections, how do you see the dry days and the excise inspector availability and any other issue impacting you and the industry in Q1?
So Q1, Avnish, definitely we are feeling an impact because of the high level of regulation surrounding the elections. So that is impacted, but I expect that in the ensuing quarters we'll be able to cover up.
But how, I couldn't understand, you'll be able to cover up. Is that because of the inventory refilling, or because if there is a lack of production or say the dry days, that won't get filled up, right?
No, that will not get filled up. But in terms of the guidance, what we had given for, you know, mid double digit growth for this current financial year, that we'll be able to achieve. So I expect that quarter one will largely be flattish, expecting it to be flattish compared to quarter one of previous financial year. Essentially because of a large number of dry days, very strict regulation with regard to the retail's ordering, particularly in the government-controlled markets, strict monitoring over last year's sales. So,
and double-digit growth both in sales and even in EBITDA?
Yeah, yeah. Guidance. Yeah, so in fact, our double-digit growth guidance is for volumes. Our sales will grow higher than that. EBITDA will grow even higher than the net revenue.
Okay. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arman from Blue Sky Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, as we have seen our NSR increase like from Q2 FY22 from 1081 to right now 1293, a bit of down from Q3, however. But going forward, Where we are seeing, I'm just asking for the perspective of, let's say, 2 to 3 years, where is our NSR we are moving on, because our focus is on super premium and premium. Also, maybe could you give us a guidance for perspective of 2 to 3 years, what kind of growth you are seeing in top line and margins in coming 2 to 3 years, to give an overall perspective?
Yeah, so essentially in terms of the NSR, it becomes very difficult to provide a guidance because NSR is actually a function of your state and brand mix, right? So we refrain from providing an NSR guidance. We provide a volume guidance. So as Mr. Dhanukar mentioned, it's a mid double digit kind of growth for this year. And we are looking at somewhere around 12 odd percent in a range of 11 to 13% for the next year as well, which is FY26. Now, obviously, without giving guidance on NSR, what we can say is that our net revenue will grow as compared to our volumes. So you could consider a 300 to 400 basis points incremental growth above our volume guidance, and EBITDA margins from a guidance perspective, while FY25 guidance is somewhere around 14%. Over the next 2 to 3 years, we do expect this to increase to 15 and beyond.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hamish Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to understand, you know, what are your CapEx plans for the next 3 years, you know? I mean, there was some plant which was not working, you know, and you were going to spend some 50 crores on 40 to 50 crores, I guess, on it. So, is that, has that plan been finalized?
So, Himesh, as of now, the plan has not been finalized. In our earlier calls also, we had given guidance that to set up the grain distillery or get it in operating condition, CapEx would be in the range of approximately 50 crores. But currently, we have no immediate plans of action.
Okay.
There's a disturbance at your end. If possible, could you go on mute while we respond?
Yeah. So we are talking to multiple partners also in terms of what we can do with the grain distillery, but there is no affirmative plan as of now in terms of making the capex. The regular maintenance capex for the next 2 years we envisage will be less than 25 crores per year.
Yeah. Okay, because I was asking this question because you'll be net debt free by the end of this year. So, I mean, then you'll have a lot of free cash flows. So you'll be obviously investing somewhere.
Correct. So the distillery remains an option, but it is not. There is no affirmative plan as of now.
Okay. And so the second question was, you know, in which state do you, you know, now see the headroom of, you know, further, you know, further growth, right? I mean, further rapid growth, right? You know, you'll want to gain more market share because there'll be some states where, you know, you must have reached around 25-30%, and you know there'll be some saturation point at, right?
So I think this previous year, two states, Kerala and Karnataka, they saw, you know, significant price increases both in Kerala and state of Karnataka, which, you know, subdued the overall industry growth. So I'm expecting that these two states will now start showing signs of recovery. I think growth will be back in both Kerala and Karnataka, whereas in the Telugu states of AP and Telangana, we remain strong. So I see that, you know, our momentum should continue. As in our earlier remarks also, we had I had mentioned that we had good gains in these states, and we are seeing that momentum carry forward into this financial year as well.
Okay. And any price increase from the state governments that we are expecting this year?
So this year it would be hard to really specify, but we received a lot of the price increases in this last year, which was FY24. So not really sure at this point.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shantanu Mantri from Think Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. Congrats, you know, the entire team of Tata Tilaknagar. We've had a fabulous year, almost 185 crores of EBITDA. A two-part question, one on brandy. So we've done around, 11 million odd cases. So from a 3-4 year perspective, how do you see our brandy volume growth potential? You know, in terms of where we stand, you know, our market share in brandy. So do you see the potential of this 11 million going to, say, 15, 16 million over the next 4-5 years? So just want to understand how we are seeing the brandy potential volume growth in the next 3-5 years. That is part one. And then part two is ex-brandy. How are we seeing now that, you know, our balance sheet is very strong and we'll have, you know, good free cash generation year on year. So how do we see our non-brandy portfolio now developing? So if you can give some color on these two points.
Thanks, Shantanu. I think in terms of brandy, I think it's now quite clear that, you know, we have cemented our leadership position in the brandy category over the past 2-3 years. Going forward also, I think, Shantanu, as I mentioned earlier in my opening remarks, this is the first time any company has really undertaken a marketing campaign in terms of giving brandy the share of voice in the space. So we will continue our investments in terms of our marketing and communication behind Brandy. I think we just launched our first campaign in this FY24. A lot of initiatives are planned for FY25 also. So I remain confident that, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years, Brandy, which is the second largest category after whiskey in IMFL, that will continue to grow. And we are in pole position. In fact, it's the onus is on us to also drive the category. So our marketing communications coupled with a few strategic launches which we'll have in this coming year in terms of price point, because if you see in terms of whiskey also, the price laddering is quite eminent. You know, they have offerings at different price points. So we also intend to cover Brandy in a similar way with some strategic launches. So both these things, I'm quite optimistic that next 2-3 years we have still ample headroom to grow the Brandy category. And coming to the next part of your question, yes, it's fairly evident that now, having become virtually debt-free, the company will generate cash, and not having any financial commitments, we will now start exploring how we'll deploy this cash in perhaps newer geographies and other categories, whereas at the same time being cognizant of protecting the balance sheet as well. So no overly aggressive manner, but we will be aggressive, but we'll be cognizant of the balance sheet health also.
I think just to add one more point, that with the disposable income of people increasing, I think there's still a lot of scope of premiumization in brandy category. I mean, we are at, say, 33%, and whiskey and vodka are, say, 55-60%. So, and being the leaders in P&A in brandy, I think we will continue to drive the growth in the brandy category.
And to add to what Abhinav said, that in the first year, we've seen good response to brandy. I think the markets where we have launched it, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry, it's gaining in saliency as compared to the mother brand. So in Andhra Pradesh, we're nearing almost 10% saliency, whereas in Telangana and Puducherry, it's around 5%, which I feel is quite encouraging for first year of launch. It is a very encouraging sign.
Okay. So just to sum this up, can we say that next two, three years, we are confident that in brandy, we can grow volumes by 10% plus for the next 2-3 years? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, Shantanu. That's a fair assumption.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshika Khemka from AV Fincorp Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. I'll go one by one. Firstly, I wanted some more clarity on the reason for the NSR drop QOQ. What sort of mix change has happened that has led to this NSR drop?
So, the thing is, we don't go into too much details on a quarterly basis in terms of the actual saliencies on a statewide basis, but you are right, it is because of the mix itself, right? So, it has been on account of that.
Can you just clarify a little bit more as to what category or what state would have impacted this?
So the Telangana, reduction to some extent would have impacted this. And obviously in the state of Kerala, right, as Mr. Dhanukar mentioned earlier, there has been a bit of a change in the way the market dynamics are working, whereby the popular and below brands are doing better than prestige and above. And that has been true for us as well in the state of Kerala.
Okay, good. The next question is that picking up from previous participant's question, that firstly, what is the capacity utilization of our Karnataka and Prague plants? At the last call, you had mentioned that they're operating at nearly 100% capacity utilization, and Srirampur and Punjab are lower at 30 and 20% respectively. So what is the status right now of the capacity utilization? And now that we have free cash going ahead, do we plan to put in more capacities at different locations, or do we plan to have expansion in the existing capacities to sort of increase the volume go ahead? And where will the growth come from? While we target a double-digit volume growth, will it come from, which facility will it come from?
Yeah. No, so it's status quo in terms of the utilization, right? Nothing changes. Prague and Vani are still fully utilized, while the other two are to that extent underutilized, right? Now, the interesting bit about the entire IMFL industry, and this is something that you would have seen across the overall industry with our peers as well, it's an asset-light model. Right, when it comes to the branded business, where no one, to be very frank, even from our perspective, when we talk about any expansion or growth plans from a volume perspective, we are actually not looking at any investment in terms of setting up bottling units. Right, there are many bottling units which are available. As it stands, even from our perspective, we bottle out of 19 units in India across 12 states, of which only 4 are owned by us. So a significant part of our bottling is actually done contractually, right? And that will continue. We don't see any change in that strategy.
Hmm. All right. So where will our cash majorly be used going ahead? Will we also look at higher dividend payouts?
So we are, so obviously there are multiple options available. Obviously, at the end of the day, we are still a business which is growing, right? And a good amount, a good part of the free cash flows that are generated in the business will be reinvested in the business. Having said that, yes, it's a question of the scenarios and the situation that we find ourselves in. There will be I wouldn't call it necessarily a dividend payout, but there will be some level of activity that we'll undertake on the corporate action side.
Oh, that's excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pankaj Kumar from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So the question pertains to on the EBITDA margin. So if you see the gross margins, we are more or less around 48-49%. So better than the peers that we have seen. But when it comes to EBITDA, of course, we are at around 13-13.5%. So what kind of this operating leverage factor that you see that will play out in improving your EBITDA margin over a longer period?
So obviously we do see decent amounts of operating leverage play over here. As you rightly said, we do have a slightly higher other expenses ratio as compared to our peers. Right, but a good part of that is in the form of fixed expenses. So as and when as we keep growing, obviously the operating leverage will kick in. Right, so yeah, that's about it actually.
And the second question is about your Shirampur plant. So of course, as of now, we are particularly with respect to the grain-based plant, we are not operating. So, what are the plans for the year, in near-term plans on that? Will still continue with the status quo, or we are looking for some other option?
So, currently, it will be status quo. If there is any material development with regard to that, we will make the necessary intimation.
Just one clarification I would like to have. On this Mansion House brandy, there's a brand ownership. So these all past issues with Allied Blender and all are resolved, or is still open?
So the matter is sub judice. It is already, we have favorable judgments at High Court level, but matter is under appeal. So whatever time it takes. But in all forums currently, we have had judgments in our favor, recognizing our ownership of the mark.
So, any signs of resolution of the same in near to medium term, or it will take long time?
That would be speculative. I would refrain from making any remarks on this.
Okay. Thanks. That's it from my.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Urmi Khania from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I would like to ask the revenue guidance that you gave for FY25 and FY26, please. I missed that actually.
Yeah, so as we mentioned, we provide a guidance for the volume, right? So the volume guidance for this year is mid double digits, and for next year would be somewhere around 11 to 13% on existing business front. The revenue guidance, while difficult to give, would be somewhere around 300 to 400 basis points over and above the volume guidance.
Okay, okay. For both FY25-26?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the question. If you can just help, what is giving us this confidence for the mid-double-digit volume growth in FY25? Our base has significantly increased. We have seen a very, very healthy growth over the last 2 years. So the underlying drivers that can help in driving this growth, because what I understand is that category, brandy as a category, I don't think so is growing at this particular rate, presumably low single-digit. So is it more driven by new product launches or geographic expansion that we would be doing, or it's a premiumization? If you can help us understand on that particular front.
Yeah, no, sure, Himanshu. So firstly, I think when it comes to growth, right, brandy growth is at par with what IMFL is doing. Now, interestingly enough, The fact of the matter is that it is the second largest category within IMFL, which essentially means that there is not too much of category creation that one needs to do over here, right? So our confidence of growth actually stems on two fronts. It stems on the fact that obviously the category will grow in line with the industry growing, right? Especially the P&A industry growing, which is in the mid-single digits as it stands today and expected to grow a bit higher going forward, right? But beyond that, the confidence also stems from the fact that if you look at our entire journey, we have been growing market share within brandy, which is over and above the growth of the brandy industry. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is that we are actually taking market share from within the category itself, right, from incumbent brands. And frankly, we are only 12% of overall brandy as it stands today. It does give us a significant headroom in terms of taking market share from other players who are not focusing on brandy as much, right? It also means that we can take share from a P&A perspective. As we mentioned earlier on multiple occasions, that the P&A saliency within brandy is still significantly lower than the P&A saliency for our pure categories like whiskey, right? There is a good amount of headroom coming over there as well. So at a very ecosystem level, obviously that also is going to grow, and we are going to be at the forefront to take that share as well over here. Adding to that, obviously there is from a longer time frame perspective, getting into other categories is also theoretically going to enable us to expand brandy beyond the southern states, right? Do I give too much of credence to that to this from the perspective of my guidance? No, not so much. But there are some opportunities out there to increase brandy beyond the southern states.
Okay, this is very helpful. And any plans to enter into any other category besides brandy?
So we'll keep that on our radar. I think as we had mentioned earlier also, now we'll have significant headroom, you know, given that we'll have significant amount of free cash flow. So that always is an option. And to add to what Ameya was saying is that I do expect that, you know, the industry growth also will be much better this year. I think last year was a very subdued year for the industry. Total industry grew by approximately 2%. So I think a lot of the markets which went through price increases, I am expecting them to recover in this year, which will also aid in us being able to deliver the numbers for this year.
And just on the COGS front, if you can highlight various COGS line items like ENA, what are we seeing in terms of trends? And similarly on the glass bottle side, how are the pricing trends? Are we seeing any signs of softening or they are still hardening? If you can provide some color.
Yeah, so I actually covered this as a part of my response to the first question, but I'll quickly just reiterate. Essentially, the second half of the year gone by, that is FY24, we did see some level of softening in glass prices, glass costs, right? And that is continuing in this year as well. So we do expect at least some level of softening coming in over there. There has been some level of softening which has come in the other packing material costs as well, right? So our cost for CC boxes and all has to some extent come down. On the ENA front, however, it is still volatile, right? Q1 at 67 rupees a liter, Q4 we are at 72, which was the same level as Q3. So not too much of inflation in Q4 that we have seen compared to Q3, but very difficult to say how ENA will work. Frankly, we are hopeful that in H2, the second half of this financial year, we should see some kind of softening coming up over there, but difficult to predict.
And in this backdrop, considering the volume growth that we are guiding for with some improvement in mix or our revenue growth, and with some stability and stroke softening in raw materials, fair to assume that there should be a significant amount of operating leverage that should kick in for us?
There should be. There should be. We should be looking at margin expansion.
We should be. And how much we would increase our marketing spend to in FY25 over FY24? In BIPs? Or as a percentage of revenue?
Yeah, so see, we closed this year at somewhere around 1.3%, okay, marketing spend as of revenue. In fact, Q4 was at 1.7%, right? When I say 1.3, I'm referring to the entire year. Q4 was at 1.7. We do expect to increase this or keep reinvesting in marketing. Again, we are not going to be at the levels that we see our peers at, right? The guidance or other, there are levels of anywhere between 5 to 10%. That's a function of, frankly, the category that you're present in. Whiskey is a very hyper-competitive segment or category, thereby the ANSP reinvestment rates are much higher over there. Right, from a brandy perspective, we don't need to spend as much. But having said that, given that we are category leaders in this space and given our ability to invest for future growth, we will be looking at expanding this.
Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best for upcoming year.
Thanks, Himanshu.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu from Systematic Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, on our volume growth, which was flattish at 0.4% this time. Of course, that is on a high base because last year I believe we would have done that equity raise and would have driven higher aggressive channel filling. So from this quarter perspective, Just wanted to understand, is there a difference between our primary and secondary sales, which you would want to highlight, just to give us a sense of how the customer is picking up the product right now?
So, Himanshu, just to, you know, clarify that quarter four, while the primaries grew by approximately 0.5%, we had the secondary growth of around 6% quarter four. One of the primary reasons why, you know, the primaries were slightly less than the secondary was that in Telangana, the receivable position was very extended. So we were very guarded in terms of our primary sales, which significantly dropped in the month of February. And then, of course, then balance of the quarter, we were unable to make it up. So that was the primary reason why we see that our secondary growth has been healthy, whereas the industry would have been 1% to 2% in quarter four. Our growth has been 6%.
And just to add to that, Manshu, just giving some kind of industry level data as well, right? When we talk about comparison between industry, we actually refer to secondary volumes, right? So a like-to-like comparison over here would be industry IMFL overall has actually grown at 2% in Q4 compared to our 6%. And the PNA industry as a whole would have grown at 5% to 6%. So we have been at par with the industry if you actually go to see from that perspective, if not better.
Got it. Very clear. And second bit, if you can throw some more color on this exceptional item of 8 crores. I believe that amount was already provisioned, right? If you can give us some more color on that.
So basically, there has been an exceptional item in terms of some write-offs which we have done for the debtors which were due from Andhra Pradesh State Beverages Corporations. It was coming as a qualification in our balance sheet, and this time we have taken the call that we will be writing it off and the qualification will get away from our books. So that is what we have done. Though this year we have been able to recover our around 32 crores of outstanding from APBCL, which were long outstanding. But for Prague Distillery, it was not recovered. And on a prudent basis, we have provided for it.
Got it, sir. That's it from me. Thanks and all the best.
Thanks, Himanshu.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Palak from MIV Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
So my question is regarding the tax. So I'm assuming that from Q1 FY25, we will be incurring the tax expenses. So can you just help me with the tax rate that will pay on the same?
No, so I think Palak, just an update on that. At least for the next couple of quarters, you can consider that there is no tax to be considered, right? On a conservative basis, let's consider from Q3 perspective. So it would be at 25%, essentially meaning for this year it would be around 13%.
Okay. Can you help me with the absolute figure that we have unabsorbed losses?
200 crores. Do you get that, Pala?
No, I didn't get the figure for the unabsorbed losses.
200 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for coming on this call. To conclude, I would like to reiterate our continued focus on sustainable growth, margin expansion, and cash flow management. We are seeing good traction on our strategy of meeting need gaps across profitable price points in Brandy, and we are also excited to continue showcasing our innovation pipeline in the quarters to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Systematic Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.